All right, Chad Reed, Anaheim 2. Third race kind of redeemed your night for you. DNF one race. And that was good. You got Anderson jammed at you. You got him back, and you rode a really nice race.
Yeah, DNS, I guess. Not really a DNF, but yeah, a little bummer, obviously. I mean, first one I struggled a little bit with, you know, just the flow. Missed the quad too many times. You know, I think we made a few little changes, and I was excited about the second one. Unfortunately, didn't get to have a shot at it. But kind of just tried to, just tried to stay positive and be like, you know, it is what it is, and these guys did what they could, and they fixed it. So, yeah, second one, like sitting on the gate, when I went and did the parade lap.
Third one, you mean?
Yeah.
When I did, your second.
When I did the parade lap, yes, exactly. Going over the gate, it felt horrible, so I was like, man, I got to try to figure something out, you know?
Yeah.
So then, and I had Bogle on my right, which obviously typically is a crush of starts. So I'm like, shit, you know, like gotta pull something off. And then, yeah, got my normal start back.
Yep.
Worked it hard on those this week. And then, yeah, just, what, I was fourth, and then Kenny got me. And then I just tried to fight hard and stay in the top five. So bike was better, pace felt better. So, yeah, shame for the second one, but overall, happy.
First one, you and Hill were going at a little bit there, and you looked like you were trying different things to get by him. And that's kind of when you lose your momentum, huh?
Yeah, I was getting frustrated, obviously, you know, like you don't want to clean out your teammate, but I needed to be a little bit more aggressive with him. But also with saying that, like he was good at putting himself in places where I couldn't really get at him. So that started to frustrate me more. I kept finding myself on the outside of him, where I couldn't make the pass. So made that pass, and then at that point I felt like I was just a little bit too frustrated, and a couple of guys got me, and then kind of like I settled down, and I think I made a pass or two back. Overall it was a good weekend, you know, like I felt that we struggled a little bit during qualifying. I struggled with the track was fun and challenging, but it was like a goat track a little bit, you know, like it wasn't like last week it was like massive long lanes, 180s, you know, and this was the complete opposite. So I struggled a little bit with that. And then in the night show, I felt like I redeemed myself a little bit.
Guys in the press conference were talking about the big rhythms, and they were big, and rutted, and East Coast stuff. And Marv made a mention why. I'm not sure why they didn't fix a little bit the track, but they said it was tricky because of the ruts.
I was really surprised that they didn't fix any of the faces for the third main. You know, they did a lot of track work, but they did track work that didn't make any sense to me, like literally like driving up and down the start straightaway. It's like no one cares.
By the way, Phil was next to me in the press box going, why are they fixing that? Yeah. They're not doing anything right now. He was so mad.
Honestly, the track was pretty sketchy. It wasn't like that table to table was big.
Yeah.
And like it was super ruddy, and then when you turn to turn make the right, I struggled all day with getting on, getting off, and going quad. And then when I didn't race the second race, I saw Brayton going all the way over, on, off, and, like, pretty much making up time, and he could do it every day, all day, every day, you know? So I was like, screw it, I think I'm just going to go that line. And then when I did, I actually did it on the parade lap, and it was actually better than I thought. So, that was a good lane.
All right, last year you weren't really yourself. We saw the debut of the Triple Crowns. Now you're more back to yourself. Do you like this format?
No, I hate it. I think it's just, hate it. I really do. It's just my personal opinion. I don't believe, look, in my opinion, you look at tonight, we're going 14, 15 laps, which is basically, you know, five shy of a main event. I don't understand it. I don't understand why we're doing it. It's like, for me, they don't give these wins away, you know, like I feel like every main event I had, like you had to earn it, you know, like it's an honor to have one. And I think that this whole Triple Crown is just, I just don't think it works out. I think the tracks get, you know, dangerous, and it's just, yeah, that's just my opinion.
I don't know if we're going to even do a Lit Kid Award this week. You might just get it. Pete Fox was talking about it. It looked really cool. It was a throwback to Jeremy on a Suzuki. What did you think about it?
I thought it was really fun. I mean,
do they come to you first? Do they say, hey, what about this?
No, I asked for it. Yeah. I mean, that's what's been fun, you know? Like, I feel like Fox is Like, in my opinion, yeah, I have a strong opinion about a few things, but I think, like, when you're going to do a throwback, why not go to do a throwback for the guy who built the sport to what it is today, you know? And I mean, wearing it, I felt badass, you know? Like, it just was legit, and even, I mean, shit, it's, what, 20-something years old, and yet I still look at it today, and I think it's easily the coolest kit on the track. And that's not because of Jeremy or anything. I just think that, like, the actual design and I just think that maybe we could all learn a little from, you know, like, I keep hearing about all these gear numbers being down and gear not. No wonder. Everybody wants that. I mean, everybody that I see post it, everyone's like, is it available? Can we get it? And it's like, maybe we'd sell product again if it all looked cool like that. So
no, I agree. I'm old school, but I think it looks great. Hey, one last thing. One of the ways you're out here is your VIP program that your buddy Truman runs. And how's it going? We talked about it on the Pulp Show. What's the response been like? Are you spending some time with these people? What's it like?
No, I spend a lot of time with them. It's, you know, obviously.
Did they ever ask you about Ferry?
They never, ever asked me about Ferry. It's weird.
Yeah.
I was expecting that.
Yeah, I would too.
but
yeah, anyways, yeah.
But yeah, so for me, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, the first two races were really, really good. We were weak on numbers today, but then I also heard that everybody was kind of weak on numbers on VIP stuff today. And I think that it's always challenging to sell a second Anaheim, you know. I think even the crab wasn't that many here tonight. But in general, like, I think for me, the coolest thing is the going and watching the heat race, you know? Like, at 36 years old, I still find it, you know, fun to go down there. And it's like that energy and everything that you get. Like, I guess that's why I'm still here at 36. So I can only imagine for them who they're not used to it and everything like that. So they, at least when I talk to them, that's their favorite thing, you know? So yeah, and for me, that's fun.
It doesn't take away from your normal race day routine, prep, focus, or whatever the hell you're doing.
Like, for me, it actually helps. Like, I feel like 9 times out of 10, I'm having a pretty shitty day on qualifying.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, I just hate qualifying. So I feel like it kind of resets. Like, the most time that I get to spend with them is between the two, so basically the second and third.
Yeah, between the second and third.
Yeah. So, like, I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a reset of, like, getting into a happy, good mood, and then I go out for the last practice and feel a little bit more myself. But I got to meet Mrs. Mathis tonight. That was bad.
Yeah, my mom. My mom was stoked.
Yeah, I think I feel like I'm number one on the list.
She said, she was like, I'm almost crying.
I didn't think Ferry's got anything on that.
I don't think so either. I was really surprised.
Yeah.
She wanted to meet one person, and I knew you were busy, but thank you for doing that. And I'm like, and then she was like, I'm almost crying. I'm just like, wow.
Funny. So no, it was cool. And now I need to go play golf with her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Cheers, mate.